Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all said cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Class, thank you for being with us today. And Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Sergey Shealy Sorens with us, medical doctor. His father is Dr. Norm Shealy. And, it's, you know, we have only a few senior instructors here at USA Prepares. Of course, Dane Wigington is one. Captain John Rakin is one. Dr. Norm Shealy is one. And Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren is one. So we have a few, not many senior instructors. So I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Sergey. And Dr. Sergey, it was wonderful seeing you yesterday here at the farmhouse. And I wanted to ask you.
Thank you.
You made a tomato sandwich in, at the kitchen, and the bread that you had is the bread of the recipe that we teach here at USA Prepares at our 5-minute university. What was your reaction to that bread? Was it the same? Was it different? What was your reaction to that bread?
It was different. I like it. Actually, I'm not so much a bread person, but I could probably dig into that. I mean, that's wonderful.
Well, that that bread has oatmeal in it.
Oh, wow.
It has, it has flour, of course. It has bread flour, and it has oatmeal. It has milk. It has potato, and that's what makes it different. And instead of the traditional vegetable oil, it has avocado oil. So those are the main differences, and that's why it's. Heavier. That's why it's more robust. And I don't use as much salt as is typically used when making bread. So there you have it.
Well, anytime that you have a chance, I will keep you company on that. You know, Brian.
Well,
another
I can share the recipe.
For breaking bread with breaking bread with family and friends, you know?
Yeah. I'll share the recipe with your wife, and you know, she may want to.
Thank you.
Do the same thing at your place. Yesterday we briefly mentioned the word ticks. You know, those little creatures that look like crabs under a microscope, and those little buggers are everywhere. What are you seeing any increased incidence of ticks, tick fever, Lyme's disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever? And the like at the emergency room, or is there any change, or would you like to talk about ticks in general and how dangerous they can be?
Well, let's just, actually, that's a big topic to address, and I think this is a good one here. Tick-borne pathogens or disease, especially Lyme, but there's so many varieties of that, is a very common and very misdiagnosed situation for many people. And even if when it is caught and diagnosed, and by the way, the classic bullseye is very rarely seen, as a matter of fact. Less than 50%, if that. When most people come in to see their doctors with Lyme symptoms, which can be anything, tick-borne pathogens could be Rocky Mountain spotted fever. There's different organ systems that are being affected concerned. The brain, the central nervous system, you've got autonomic nervous system, or dysautonomia, and that means dysregulation of the blood pressure, cholesterol, metabolism, hormones, thyroid, and then, of course, you've got your immunity, which gets compromised, and usually when the immune system gets compromised, it can reactivate it. It can also bring back some of the other things that have hit the immune system but were under the suppression. It's almost like, you know, when the cat is away, the mice come out to play. So, and those things, those buggers, they're pretty much they're parasites. They get into the body. They've evolved for millions of years, and they know how to survive. So the typical antibiotic course is just not a sufficient measure. There's a lot more to this. Vincent, did I lose you? Yeah,
you did. But not more than like 3 minutes. So I missed everything that you said. I missed it. But the class heard you. I just didn't hear you. I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
So,
I can summarize briefly. I mean, so Lyme's Lyme disease, literally, just in a nutshell, is one of the most misdiagnosed, mistreated conditions that affect everything in your body, period. From brain to muscles to autonomic nervous system to hormones to thyroid to gut to immunity, and it can also lead to reactivation of the other things that have been dormant. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
So are you saying that this is something like the manifestations of COVID? So, for example, if you get the tick bite, you end up with Lyme's disease, you are predisposed to, I'm sorry, you could end up getting what you're already predisposed to, but sooner? So, for example...
Yes. What it is basically the weakening of the body and defenses. It's literally the weakening of the terrain in some of the most terrible ways. And the immunity, there's five organ systems that basically play together extremely well, and that's what organizes the body, literally. So if I were to go down on the list of importance is, of course, you know, you've got your immune system, but not saying it's more important than male and female hormones, thyroid, the GI, the gut, and the autonomic nervous system. Or basically limbic system as well, in addition, stress cascade and basically the brain and the central and autonomic nervous system. And when you get to a place of called dysautonomia, where the whole thing is dysregulated, it throws off the entire thing. So you've got this is where I see a combination of all sorts of chronic diseases, diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol, weight gain or weight loss, some people. But also metabolism issues, low energy, can focus, headaches, migraines, all kinds of central nervous system, brain stuff. It's a big deal. Mental health, that's a big part of that. Pain.
One of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is put exclamation points on general events, and we say here's an exact case that we know of firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I've mentioned that I still know a gal who she's a middle-aged gal, but she got bitten by a tick in her backyard. She lives on the East Coast, and this tick bite got her Lyme's disease. It was misdiagnosed. It seemed to be elusive in terms of a diagnosis, and one doctor finally figured out what the problem was, and it was Lyme's disease. So he treated her with IV antibiotics. So she was walking around with a pump to deliver antibiotics, and this was going on for months and months, and it looked like it was never going to end. Finally, she started pulling out of the symptoms, but the symptoms were really serious. So here's a gal who was a fitness trainer, very, very physically fit, and she would get in her car to go shopping for groceries at the regular customary grocery or supermarket that the family would go to regularly. She'd get in the car and forget what she was going to get. Then she would forget where she was going, and then when she finally ended up at the supermarket, she'd forget how to get home in her own car, literally. And it was almost like her brain stopped functioning in several areas. But, you know, she would fall down. She'd be standing up, take a couple steps, and boom, fall down. So this was pretty serious stuff. And this was in the early days of Lyme's disease. So is there a connection between Lyme's disease, COVID, biologically engineered?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, that's a very interesting question, Vincent. Thank you so much. You know, if I understand correctly, and please fill me in, Lyme's was actually, well, according to some sources, again, I'm not saying this is medical information, but I have heard, and please, you know, tell me what you, what you've heard about this as well. Lyme actually may have come from a man-made source, possibly, or contributed to by a man-made source.
Yeah, well, that's what my research leads me to believe. And it, this is public information in the public domain class. So you can look up Lyme's. You can look up Lyme, Connecticut, the town. You can look up Plum Island, P-L-U-M, Island, off New York City. And it, there's a research facility right there, a bio-research facility. And many people believe that Lyme's disease came from a bioweapon that was built on Plum Island, intentionally built. So it looks like we're doing things, according to the information in the public domain. This is not me saying this. This is just information that I've read. And you can, and by the way, don't believe anything that I say. Don't believe a single thing that I say. Don't believe anything that you read, see, hear or watch in the media, any media. Do your own research, make up your own mind. But the information that, that I've read leads me to believe that they, there were people working for a biological organization that made this. That's what the information tells me. And you know, we were in the early days of conspiracy fact. We were told that those are just conspiracy theorist. Well, that doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means there was a conspiracy to do something. Several people getting together, organized, conspiring to do something. So that doesn't, when you, when there's a conspiracy theory, it means there's a theory about people who have organized to do something. It doesn't mean that it's nuts. It just is an explanation. But it's been twisted. The terminology's been twisted. So people might say, you know, Vin Finelli is a conspiracy theorist. And I would say, well, that's not quite accurate. I would say I'm more interested in conspiracy fact, which is what conspiracy theory turns out to be in many, many cases. Like COVID-19. We said early on that COVID was most likely engineered. And it either was released on purpose or by accident or both. And that the Chinese did it, we did it, or both did it. That's what I said. And you know what? It still holds water today after over 3 years. So I'm concerned about these things. I'm concerned about people getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And, you know, have we won the battle on cancer? I think the president said that, that we won it. Now it's in the media as well. We won the battle on cancer. Except, one of the things that's happening is intestinal cancer is on the upswing. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sergey Shealy-Sorens with us, medical doctor. Emergency room doctor, and we're talking about diseases, and it sure looks like there's a coincidence between Lyme's disease and Plum Island, and it sure looks like there's a link between COVID-19 and the Wuhan lab and the United States of America's government. So what does a person do if he or she has these symptoms of Lyme's disease? Falling down, not being able to remember, massive fatigue, and what do we do?
First and foremost, it's just like with with COVID, which appears to be more than just a nature created bug because of the literally the super antigen in the body. Meaning super antigen is it's. Creates a superstorm, immunity, endocrine hormones, dysregulation, inflammation, all kinds of things, and this is a similar picture going on with Lyme. So you have to approach it on a very, very holistic level. So antibiotics is one thing, but you have to realize that antibiotics alone, even a year of antibiotics, which is kind of crazy because, that literally can wipe out the entire microbiome. And the microbiome in the gut is the key to health or the opposite, illness. That also undermines the endocrine system, hormonal system, and autonomic nervous system as well. So now brain dysregulation, metabolism, sugar, blood pressure, brain fog, lots of different things. You have to start working on the mental, emotional. You have to start working, for example, Dr. Shealy's orogenic training or other ways to stabilize the control center by intention. There needs to be immune modulation, whether it's intravenous vitamin C or intravenous ozone, or even something like a low-dose naltrexone, which can clip the immune system. But that has, you know, that has to be prescribed by a properly trained functional doc who knows how to handle that. There's other things that can be done, of course, micros, macros, supplements, nutrition, activity, movement, and it can be a difficult road to recovery, but I've seen a lot of folks get better. The other thing about it is that the healing works on multiple levels. There's a physical healing, but there is also mental, emotional, or the limbic system, and that's the control center. And then there's the spiritual. And the key to to this whole thing is, and it's beyond, I call it beyond antibiotics, is that you have to work with a whole entire human, the whole being. And as a matter of fact, I have a lot of Lyme's disease survivors, basically, who have gone on to become and then to do great things because of what they've learned for their general health, which took them above and beyond. And not only is it possible to deal with this, but it's possible to learn from this. That's in the positive. Yeah.
Is it possible? Is it possible to be totally cured of Lyme's disease, or is this something that you carry with you for the rest of your life?
Technically, the word "cure," and at some point we'll talk about the FDA and what that means in terms of various things. But there are certain things that can and cannot be said on the program, on the radio. And again, there's regulatory type agencies that are watching over every word that people say. So the word "cure" technically does not exist in the wellness community, but may assist with and so on. Is it possible to get better?
So when
you agree that the functional status, I'm 100%. Yeah.
So if the American Cancer Society says, we're searching for a cure for cancer, they can't say that.
Well, they probably could because they are it's a government organization, government and medical organization. The trouble is, and this is where we get into this regulatory stuff, is when you're a big fish and you're a part of the government, you can say whatever you want. Like Dr. Shealy says, you can have sex in public square if you know what to call it.
But, let me give out your phone number. Class, if you'd like to contact Dr. Sergey.
Yeah.
417-351-5221.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hillary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Next hour and a half is with Frank Pacheco, and we're going to be talking about appliances and you know, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. We're going to be talking about BTUs. We're going to be talking about how they work. We're going to be talking so much, and I think you're going to find this class quite fascinating. Probably something else, something that has not been taught on radio at this level. Welcome, Frank.
How are you?
Really,
my wife
really
says,
well.
My Mrs. Pacheco says hello. She's up gardening, getting the weeds off. We're getting so many peas these days. We don't even know what. Yeah,
that's,
it's going to be a big class. I don't know. I mean, obviously, as we've said, I'll be here on Monday, so what we'll cover what we can cover and take it from there. Yeah. So where do you really want to start? I kind of wanted to touch a little bit because there's lots of time in the future about freezers, fridges, freezers in general. Is that one thing that you want to start with?
Well, sure. And, you know, let me share this with the class. It was almost 100 degrees here yesterday. I mean, it was so hot. The sun's rays were so strong. And before, when we had temperatures like this, I'm just talking about a couple weeks ago, our freezers, chest freezers, were running 24 hours a day and could not keep up. The outside heat was so hot around the freezers, and we have plenty of air circulation around them, that the temperature of the compressor, the chest freezer's compressor, was 177 degrees. That's enough to cook an egg. And it's brutal on the compressor. It's brutal on the compressor's oil. It uses an enormous amount of electricity. And the reason is that you're trying to remove heat in a really hot room. So the chest freezer is trying to cool off the inside by removing the heat from the inside, which makes the chest compartment cool. But you're trying to dump that heat into the outside of the chest freezer, into a hot room. And it's a no-win situation. It's very difficult. So what you can do, and what I have done in my first experiment, was just take a box fan and blow it on the chest freezer, on the outside skin. And that helps cool the condenser of the chest freezer. And it works great. But there's a better way. And so I bought some fans, some 4.5-inch fans, and I modified the grill, if you will, where the compressor access grill is. And I cut a hole in it, mounted the fan on the outside, and blew cool air on the inside. Now, that drives the temperature down to 101 degrees.
Wow.
And the chest freezers, the actual compressor runtime is probably close to half of what it was, if that. Maybe a third. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, that's great. Imagine the same problem with an upright freezer, which is twice as bad for letting the cold air inside dissipate. You know, I mean, I get a lot of questions, and when my field is, which should I buy, a chest feeder or an upright freezer? They both have good in parts. Obviously, a chest freezer, because it's a box, because cold air is heavier than hot air, so it almost all the every time you open that chest freezer to get into it, the cold air does stay inside, and that is the beauty of them. The hardest part about them is how to keep food separated. Do you have any techniques? I've seen quite a number of different people and how they sort their food in a chest feeder freezer that makes it kind of easy, but it is quite the cumbersome little baby, isn't it, huh?
Well, it is. And after a couple of years or a year and a half or so, and you start digging through your chest freezer, you go, wow, I didn't know we had that. So, yeah,
That's exactly it.
That truly happens. So what we try to do is we put meat in one area, and put butter in another area. Mm-hmm. So it's not just throw it in there. And actually, we pack it as if we're going to make one trip, you know, to a new destination. We want everything that could possibly fit in the vehicle to fit. That's how we pack our freezer.
Wow.
It's tight. Not much air, and because of that, there's not much ice buildup inside.
That's right.
Not a lot of air.
That's right. If you are needing to defrost that freezer, chest freezers, more than once a year, even more, it's been over 2 years. Yeah, there's a bit of rust, a bit of frost buildup, but you don't really need to defrost it that much. Isn't that right? How often have you done yours, just for curiosity?
About every year and a half or so.
Yeah, a year and a half and 2 years.
And here's the thing. All of ours are old. And because they're old, the gaskets aren't perfect. They're not as supple as they were when they were new. When I say old, I'm talking like 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, moisture can get in around the gasket on the lid.
That's right. When
that happens, ice will build up. And then as the ice builds up, the lid doesn't close as well. So it gets perpetually worse and worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to do is gently scrape off the ice as as it forms, so it doesn't form and cause a, you know, greater and greater and greater problem.
Wow,
but the big thing, really, is the design of a chest freezer is wonderful in terms of its simplicity, but in terms of removing the heat from the condenser is really not as good as it could be. I think they could have done a much better job if they had coils with a fan on the coils, and the, you know, you had air blowing across the coils. And then you wouldn't be having heat on the outside of the box and cold on the inside of the box separated by foam insulation. It'd be better if you didn't have the heat on the outside of the box, in my opinion.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, now let's turn into an upright freezer. Great for putting food in. You'll know exactly where things are because there's a shelf for all of them. The big problem with them is when you open that door to get inside, guess what happens to all the cold air that you've just spent some sort of money to keep it cold? It all disappears, and then there it goes all over again.
Frank, you can see it. You can literally see when you open a freezer door, you can see the cold air forming moisture droplets that freeze. Falling right out of the freezer, down onto the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. So, of course, because of that, many other things need to happen. An upright freezer needs to have a defrost system. More money to spend. Every certain amount of hours, that freezer will actually go into a defrost mode to compensate for all the moisture that's gone into it every time you open the door. But, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of have to make a decision. I mean, I cannot say that an upright freezer is not important in the home, especially if you have an old fridge and an old freezer. I mean, you can't have an old fridge and then a chest freezer right beside it, and a lot of people do that. So what you need to do is be a little bit more conscious that there is more to go wrong, and there is the possibility of spending more hydro in all these other things that are involved with an upright freezer. So, and I have seen where people have come with techniques and ideas. And for our students out there, if you find that you have a technique to help not only with an upright freezer, but a fresh, but a freezer itself, and because in my field, when I go to a lot of customers' homes, I get to see some very interesting things that people have come up with. One of the things that I liked the most and that I saw is actually half plastic trays in an upright freezer, almost like what Vince says that he has for his chest freezer, where they will know exactly where to go for the product that they want. So I think we've lost Vince for a little while.
I'm back. I've only been disconnected about six times so far. Literally six times. But
yeah.
So, Frank, if it seems that I've gone AWOL, just please continue teaching class, and I'll do my best to get back.
Yeah.
But we have class. We have the worst internet in the galaxy, actually the universe, and it's so bad that I have an appointment to have it fixed on Thursday. They were able to expedite and get me closer to the front of the list, so it's only a week before they can actually look at it. Seriously. Yeah. So, Frank, by the way, how long does it take you to, when a call comes in for, let's say a call comes in Monday evening, when, you know, after you've returned for the day, how long does it take you to get out to your customer? What day would you be?
Well, in emergencies, I usually do it next day. I mean, obviously, I live in Ontario, a very small town, so there isn't like humongous amounts of things that can go around except in the summertime when cottages come up. But one needs to talk to the customer and decide. I mean, if it's the fridge and they've just bought a whole bunch of food, then next day I'll be going there. A freezer. You can almost keep things in a chest freezer for 12 hours without major, major problems. So I try to take priority in terms of my appliances. Obviously, if I'm looking at a stove and if I need to look at a fridge, the fridge will be the first one. As I say to my customers, I hate sometimes to play God, but it is what it is, and you just have to take care of those customers accordingly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I understand.
But I'm sure in a city atmosphere, it could be a couple of days before you get yourself, and that's why someone should always have some sort of a backup for a cooling part of their home in terms of a fridge or a freezer.
Or if you have central air conditioning, how about a window unit at the ready in case the central air conditioning system quits, because most people just have one central air conditioning system, one outside unit, one inside unit, one set of ductwork, and at 100 degrees outside, it would be really nice to have a window unit you can just put in the window and at least get some of the humidity out, and everybody move to that one room.
And now that you're talking a little bit about air conditions, in terms of fridge and freezers, it is a choice, and you have to make that choice, but be aware that one is obviously more efficient than the other. But if we could go along, you talked about air conditioning. I know it's been very, very hot up there, and I'm hoping that there's a couple of things happening that our class our students are doing. One of them is definitely keep an eye on that filter.
Let's talk about that when we come back. And we had a student who wanted to know about new systems. If you're building a house, what should you consider? Do you have a choice of refrigerants? Is one better than the other? I know some are so expensive. I mean, $500 to refill an HVAC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, class, we're not going to be able to take any calls today because the internet is so broken here at the farmhouse that I can't run the call screen and broadcast at the same time. As a matter of fact, I can't even bring up the screens for the internet articles and information that I wanted to bring up. I can't do it because I don't have enough bandwidth. I have 0.2 meg, 0.2, and if you. It's approaching dial-up, seriously, and I don't know how to explain it other than the fact that it's absolutely broken, and so that's why I keep getting knocked off. But Frank, that's the filters are so important. If you look at a car's air filter, if you don't have a good air filter that flows air that's not clogged up, your miles per gallon will decrease. You'll get terrible fuel economy. And can you relate that to the air conditioning system with our, home filter on our heating system, cooling system?
Well, there's central air conditioning heating systems, there's three things that our students should and must adhere to. Obviously, the filter is very important because if the filter is dirty, then that air coming down, your cold air return, will not go up through the coil and pick up that cold air. In a furnace, believe it or not, the fan is a push fan. That is, it loves to push air forward. It does not love to suck air into it. So, therefore, by having a dirty filter, you're going to waste and a lot of that cold air, A-coil, the coil where it produces the cold, is cooling the air. So that's very important. My recommendation, sometimes people like to have these very dense filters. The thing with them is that cold air is very hard to move to, and those dense filters will actually slow down the air going through your coil. So, from when I talk to a customer, I say to them, get a cheaper filter that doesn't have as much thickness as what they were using, but change it more often. And you, the result is it's going to be a cheaper filter, and you'll get that much more benefit out of your air condition. The other
Frank, so this is like when we wear those N95 masks. Okay, we're trying to breathe through those things, and we're choking. We cannot get enough air through them. And so the expensive, what would you call them?
The pleated filter.
So those filters that are thicker and that have these sophisticated looking pleats, those are the ones you don't want to use, correct?
For air conditioning, absolutely. What a great parallel. Yes, that's exactly it. You don't want to use those. You want to use the cheapest mask or filter that's available. However, change them more often.
Frank, you've probably heard me say this. That's what I use here. They used to be 99 cents. I don't know. They're probably much, much more expensive today. But I have not changed our furnace filter in 18 years. What I do is I have the cheap one, the spun poly glass filter. And you can, you know, actually see through it if it's clean. And I spray end dust, E-N-D-U-S-T, on it,
wow,
which causes an electrostatic charge.
Yes.
What happens is that filter really, really works probably better than those pleated filters. But it gets dirt in it much, much faster. So I have to clean it with compressed air. So literally what I do is I put a respirator mask on. Go outside with the filters. I very carefully carry them out because the dust will fall off the filter as I take it outside the house. I'll look at which way the wind blows, and I will blow the dust out of the filter, spray it with end dust, and put it back in. So I've never had to change the filter.
No.
Or replace the filter, I should say.
So for us students, including myself, end dust, E-N-D-U-S-T, is that a product that comes in a can? Because that's one that I didn't know about.
Yeah. So here it's like a furniture cleaning spray. Comes in a can. Like if you were to have a spray furniture polish, it would be like that. It's a tall, thin can. And here's what I do. All of our furnace filters, I put an arrow on them. And the reason is, you could put them in backwards or you could put them in forwards. So what I do is I put an arrow to show the direction of the air. So I always put them back in with the air flow going from the grill in the room. So the I know which direction the filter is going. Or the air is flowing through the filter. So it always goes the same direction. So I put arrows on with a Sharpie on the side of the filters. And then after I clean them out with the compressed air, and you want to make sure you know which direction the wind's blowing, or you're going to be in a dust storm. No kidding. And then I stack them up.
Yeah.
And I put them in an area where there's not a lot of wind, and I will spray just a light coat of end dust. And I try to stack and restack and restack so I don't waste the end dust. That end dust will last you maybe 8-10 years in a can if you do it very carefully. And then you can reuse those filters, and it's great. And they work better. And the airflow is better. The efficiency is better. Everything's better. And they are no longer disposable. They are reusable.
Yes. Yes. Great trick for our class.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.